Time to visit with Cindy Hendricks, the head librarian at the Appleton Public Library. Good afternoon, Cindy.
Good afternoon, Paul.
First day of July today. Can you believe that?
I know.
Summer's going fast already.
It is. It's going super fast.
Yep. I think we got enough rain, too. We can shut off the spigot for a while.
Well, yeah, and mud, because, you know, they're doing the street but in front of the library, so keep in mind, visitors, that you need to enter on the Haven Street entrance instead of the Rooney entrance, because Rooney is all ripped up.
Yeah. That'd be that way for most of the summer, or they got to...
It really will.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know how long for sure, but I know last year they did our street, and... That took into early fall.
Okay.
So you know, it's going to be a while. It may eventually, you know, get to a point where people can, you know, cross it or drive on it, but we're not there yet. Last week, with so much rain, we had mud issues. So please, if you're visiting and you have mud on your shoes, just take them off.
Yep.
Leave them outside.
Yeah.
Nobody will take them because they won't want them. They're full of mud.
Right.
So, yeah, we had some mud issues here. So,
okay.
If people will be conscientious of that. I mean, our library is so nice and beautiful. I just don't want to have mud all over.
Yep. Just like if you're going into someone's house, take your shoes off.
Yes. Yeah.
How is the July newsletter out yet?
Yes, the July newsletter, and we have a whole lineup of new and exciting things for children and families and adults and everyone. In fact, this week, tomorrow, we have an after 3:30 p.m. event called Who's That? Bird Identification for Children and Families. Now, keep in mind, we are closed on July 4th, which is Friday, but we still will reopen on Saturday from 10 to 2. So if you can get by without a little one day without your library needs, you can stop by and visit us on Saturday. And then also starting next week on the 8th of July from 2 to 6 p.m., we are doing cricket crafting with Lisa for adults. And we will be making a couple of different flower projects that you'll have a choice of. Drop in, no registration, come when it works for you, anytime from 2 to 6 p.m., and that will be on Tuesday, July 8th. July 9th, we have our egg drop challenge. Are you up for the challenge? This is for children and families that are going to try and drop a egg that's all, like, protected from a tall area to see if it survives, and a little contest of sorts.
A hard-boiled egg or a regular egg with the yolk?
I believe it's a regular egg.
Okay. Okay. Interesting.
We're kind of lucky here. We have a gal that is providing some eggs for us.
Nice.
Anyway, yeah.
That sounds like a fun event.
It should be super fun. And we've got a bunch of things coming up on Wednesdays. On the 16th, we're talking about airplanes and folding and flying some airplanes and doing Minute to Win It on the 23rd. We have a juggler coming on the 30th of July, and I know we're getting ahead of ourselves, but on the 5th of August, which is not a Wednesday, we're having animatronic dragons here. So we've got a lot of really fun things kind of coming up here at the Appleton Library for children and families. Excuse me. And then we're also doing Zen gardening for teens on July 23rd. So a little bit of something for every age here at the Appleton Public Library.
Okay, good. Well, what are people reading in July here?
Well, you know, people are really reading. We just had a a book display on beech reads, and we could hardly keep it full. People were just taking those books and reading them. So I think it's that time of year where people are planning vacations, getting away, and they are reading all sorts of stuff. So a couple of new things in fiction is The Robin on Oak Throne. It's a K.A. Lindy book. It is a fantasy book. It's the second book in the Oak and Holly series. And then there's another new one, The Stolen Life of Colette Marceau by Kristen Hamill, and that's when a diamond bracelet that disappeared during World War II becomes part of a museum exhibit. a jewel thief confronts her past. New in nonfiction is Behind the Badge by Johnny Jolie Jones. I don't know if I want to say that name super fast. Anyway, it's the Fox News military analyst extols the first responders among his friends and family. Also, We Might Just Make It After All by Elise Ahrens, as Ahrens tells the story of her friendship with Kate Spade and the multi-billion-dollar fashion company they founded. Also, Loud and Clear by Brian Anderson is the appraisal of the Grateful Dead's Wall of Sound, a speaker system that was more than 100 feet wide. Interesting. Lots of things. If you've got a favorite author or you'd like a book recommendation, stop on down. We are all readers here. We have lots of opinions on what books we like. In fact, we're always discussing that amongst ourselves.
Right. How's book club going, Cindy?
Book club is going great. We don't take a break during the summer, and so that it also beats in July. On the 28th of July, we'll be meeting again. And like I said, we really don't take a break very often. Once in a great while, we will take the month of December off, but...
All right, real good, Cindy. Where's the library located? And once again, the front doors aren't accessible, right?
No, they're not. The library is located at 50 East Rooney Avenue, but what you'll want to do is you'll want to take Running, which is a block over, a block to the south, and then you'll want to take Haven, and that is our main entrance right now, is on Haven Street here at the lovely city of Appleton. So you can stop on down and visit us. We are open Mondays and Fridays from 10 to 5, Tuesday, Wednesdays, and Thursdays, 10 to 7, and Saturdays, 10 to 2.
All right.
Our phone number is 320-289-1681. You can, of course, visit us on our Facebook page, our website. Make sure you sign up for our electronic copy of our newsletter if you're not around. We also have a printed copy of the current newsletter. We always are trying to get the word out of all the wonderful, fun things that we offer here at the Appleton Public Library.
Yeah, I check out your Facebook page often, and you do a good job with that.
Oh, we try.
Yep. All right, Cindy, thank you, and have a great rest of your day, and we'll talk to you next time.
Sounds fabulous. You have a great week, too.
All right. Cindy Hendricks, head librarian at the Appleton Public Library.